Welcome to Spark Your Fire podcast, sparking your interest in Australian property and finance. Now, here's your host, Jazz and David. But before that, let's listen to the quote of the week.
Look, the first step that leads to our identity in life is usually not, I know who I am. I know who I am. That's not the first step. The first step's usually, I know who I am not. Process of elimination. Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Spark Your Fire. Today we have got a special co-host, David, on the show. I'm doing the introduction for a change, and David is relaxing on his chair listening to me doing the introduction and laughing, saying how silly Jazz is on the intros. But how are you, David, my friend?
Mate, you're always the one that's laughing on your end when I'm doing my intro, aren't you?
I don't want to leave a guest hanging today. We have got Jill McIntyre back on the show once again. Jill, how are you?
Very well, and I'm delighted to be talking about something else other than property today, guys. I usually, as you know, my focus as a life, business and property coach is all on property, but I always come back and say the biggest thing that gets us to wherever we want to go and beyond is our mindset. And this, of course, is so relevant now for every one of us. I'm older than you guys. There's no doubts about that. So I'm in isolation on a different level to what you guys have because you've got families and different things happening. But it's turned the world on its head. And this is where I'd love to share some thoughts that I've got to help those that are listening in today as we move forward.
So for the people who are going through this, Jill, I mean, there's a lot of people who are in different situations. Some have got some financial stress. Others have lost their job, or some are just stuck with, like me, people like me, stuck with their wife at home. How do we train ourselves for this new world that we are headed to?
Well, I think it is a new world, Jazz, and I think the world will be changed because of all of this. There's no doubts there. There's more and more. It started off, first of all, where there was absolute mass panic and buying with the shopping and we were going to run out. And it seems as if on a weekly basis we shift to another level of where our thinking is. Obviously, there's so many people now that their jobs are in jeopardy or have lost their jobs, so they've got to rethink about that again. Also, even having to queue up for Centrelink is something that is foreign to so many people that they never thought in their wildest dreams they'd ever be doing. There's a lot of things coming in where people are also working from home. How do you discipline yourself when you're working from home when you've never been used to that? Plus the fact that so many people are extroverts and others are introverts. It's fine for the introverts to be doing their own thing because they are used to having their own space. It doesn't mean it's always a happy space, but they can do it more readily than an extrovert. I'm very much an extrovert, and I know, Jazz, you and I catch up and we have coffee, and it's always at a coffee shop, which is second nature to me. And I can't remember the last time I bought a coffee out anywhere because it just doesn't exist in my realm right now. On a personal level, there's also a lot of things coming up that we can't see. For me, it's my children and my grandchildren and doing FaceTime every day. And everyone has to rethink. I feel that there's going to be excessive hardship coming out of this for so many people. But if we can think about it and start to infiltrate a different way of thinking, that's going to expand us beyond our normal thinking. That's where our real growth is going to be. There's going to be a lot of new businesses that are starting up. The demand is already happening for online shopping, things like that. Property market is going to be very, very standstill at the moment because of the drop, and it's just hit this last few days, the reality of what's happening according to the media. But at the same time, if it's property that you're in, if that's your focus beforehand, utilise this time. Go back and work on what your reno costs are going to be, what you can do in renovations, who you can bring onto your team, what the prices were to be putting in very, very low offers and long settlements and a get-out-of-jail clause, for want of a better word, which could be a finance clause or different things that you're wanting to do. So everything will come in a phase, and I think you two guys would agree with me there. Would I be right there?
Yep, totally.
And with the phase, we've got to learn to roll with the phase. And this is a hard one to do. And I'm sure for both of you with young children and things happening in your environment, every one of us are touched right now, and we're going to go on and be touched. What we need to do is to be rethinking and restructuring how we fill our day in. Parents are now pushed because they've got children home all the time. And a lot of them will be finding it very difficult by 7 o'clock in the morning, let alone by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The parents have got to help their children with online things. The adults have still got to have income coming in. They're cut off from going and doing the normal things. So where I'm anticipating and where I work on, because I'm going through this myself, as I'm sure both you, David, and you, Jazz, you've had to rethink things. Would I be right there of how you do things? How has it affected both of you in how you've had to change? David, how has it affected you?
Oh, look, I think in a lot of sense, there's been a lot of change because I can't go into the office anymore when I used to work in the office all the time, right? And you're surrounded by the people when you're in the office. So we are social beings and we've been programmed to be that way. So now that in self-isolation for such a long period of time, you do feel fairly lonely in a certain sense. And technology can never replace that, even though we got, you know, Skype video calls, Zoom video meetings and all that kind of stuff. But having someone physically in front of you or beside you is completely different when you have them on the other side of the screen. That's what I'm finding.
One of the my clients at the moment, she works from home, and so does her husband. Both of them are working from home at the moment, and they've got three children. So what they're doing is one goes on and has the morning where they're looking after the children, the other one does work, and vice versa. And you know, there are times when you go to bed at night, the kids go to bed at night, that you can do it then. But the problem is you haven't got access to those people that you would normally in a work environment time frame. So start to be thinking about how you can move forward and how you can do it. For those that aren't used to this, getting up and you've got the kids all there, or even in going to an environment where you're working with other people, as you've mentioned, David, and it's lonely at home, start to be thinking, what's your routine? What time would you have got to the office, or what time would you have got on board and started work? If it's 8 o'clock, you be ready by 8 o'clock every morning. You get up and you do your breakfast and do the normal routine and get dressed and do your hair and do all the things that you need to be doing for the day. Set out your planner just as you would normally do, but set it out the day before. Every one of us, you've got a business to run, David, Jazz, you have, I have. But at the same stage, my business is affected, as I'm sure businesses overall are affected. So I've got to be creative in how I'm starting to think differently and how I can support my clients. But at the same stage, on a personal level, I don't think I had a call yesterday, and it was Sunday, because most people are in their own little thing doing things with the family. So every day I've got to have a purpose. What is my purpose? For me, I get bored easily. And I must say I've never had a cleaner house, and I'm not into housework, to be quite honest with you. The other thing is too, what do each of you want to have achieved over your next month, or what do you want to achieve over the next month? Bring in your intentions of 1 month on from now. Set what you got, what you want to achieve. Now, for me, it's to finish a product that I'm writing. It's also to do some other things. So I'm being challenged every day as I fit in to my time frame and my timeline of getting that product finished to the point that I needed to have it in 1 month on. I would suggest also thinking about how you can help other people. And this is exactly what you're doing with this podcast today of reaching out and touching other people. Start to be thinking about your, if you work on your isolation and you're not used to it, it can be really quite intimidating. And so start to turn that round. How can you help yourself? How can you bring in new energy? At the moment, I'm doing a 21-day Deepak Chopra abundance challenge. And I'm in today 10. Yes, it's challenging me on the mindset, because although I do mindset on a daily basis, this is challenging me in another area because I've never done any Deepak work. But it's also given me every day a task to do that certainly gets my mind thinking, which I need. All of us need to be getting out of the rut and our comfort zone and be doing something differently. Another thing that I've got that may interest some of you is that over a period of time, 18 months ago or so, I do a lot of work with a guy called Andy Shaw, or of his work, Andy Shaw, S-H-A-W. And he's an English guy, a property guy that's now gone into mindset. And he sent through on emails on a daily basis 61 daily challenges and lessons to go through. So if anyone would like those, by all means, email me again and I will send those 61, and you can start to be putting the pace in motion of what you will need to do every day. With my 21-day challenge, I don't give myself, I can't be bothered, or it's raining outside, or I won't do it. If I'm going to do something, there's no, I've got to be bigger than getting over the excuses. And this is part of my daily routine. When am I going to fit it in? What am I going to do, and how am I going to do? Exercise. Yes, we can't get out and do as much at the moment. And I'm doing exercises, and believe me, exercises aren't my normal regime, but I'm doing exercises every morning and every night. It's something that I've had to introduce that I'm helping me, and it's helping my mindset further. Even yesterday, I was watching on television, Jamie Oliver was making bread. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but on a domestic level, get out, and there's plenty on YouTube to get out and do something that you haven't done before. It could be pounding the hell out of a loaf of bread as you keep on kneading the bread. I've used to teach bread making, and bread making is one of the most therapeutic things to bring you out of your space, get the anger in punching the bread down, but also in what you can create in loaves of bread. Now, this is from bread to mindset to property to growth to everything that we're doing. There's only one person that can help us. When it all boils down, it's us. We have to start to be thinking, what do I need to do differently today and tomorrow and from there on in that's going to create a different outcome for every one of us that will help and support me on a personal level, but also to start to expand my thinking.
I've been playing, this is just my, I'm not saying this works for everyone, probably a silly example, but I've been playing some of the retro games.
I'm surprised you got time to play games, Jazz. Don't you have a wife and two kids?
What I've done is I've gone into retro games so I can actually play with them.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win. You de-stress yourself that way, and your kids are also having a bit of fun.
We've got to have fun, guys. Hey, fun's got to be in here somewhere. We need that as an equalizer, absolutely. Yep. Every conversation I have with Jazz, we end up laughing about something, and that's got to be, you know, it's got to be who we've got around us, and mixing with whoever can help us and support us on that. Also, you know, don't be afraid to reach out and say to other people, hey, I just need to talk for a little while. Yeah, I'm sure you know what it's like, Jazz, because you're a pretty good talker.
He's a good listener too. He's a good listener too.
That's a secret.
He just talks too much, so he doesn't listen. That's why people thought that he talks too much and he doesn't listen. But when he listens, he's also a good listener. So
absolutely.
But that's an interesting topic, Jill. As you mentioned, actually, I'm curious, what exercise do you do now? Would you mind share that with our audience?
I do touch my toes.
Yep.
It's all very light on, I tell you. I broke my kneecap last year, and so I'm going through some things which I just know the body is feeling better.
Yeah.
And I do it for about 15 minutes at a time and go through and building up and doing more. It's just part of exercising and doing whatever. Then I get out in the garden. Then I might go for a walk around the block and keep on dodging the people around there. But basically, other than putting the rubbish bins out, I don't go too far. And that's the thing about it. I can't see my children, my grandchildren, I mean. I've got one that's vulnerable health-wise, so he's better in isolation, and that's fine. So don't linger on what we can't do. Work on what we can do. And the more that we do that and give yourself permission to start thinking outside the square, to be creative in what you're doing. That's why I suggested the bread making. Have a bit of fun. Go and buy some yeast and, email me again if you want to know about bread making. It's easy, but it's very therapeutic. And we've got to keep on filling us back and topping us up with really good stuff to keep the smile on our face, the energy levels going, and to give us a purpose for today and tomorrow and onwards. If I can just give my email address, can I do that, that if anyone wants to get in touch with me? It's Jill, J-I-L-L, dot McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E, 01@gmail.com. And if any of you would like any information on the 61 lots that I've had from Andy Shaw that you'll find challenging but also really inspiring. If any of you want to start the 21-day abundance, well, by all means, get in touch with me. And if you want to know anything about bread making, yes, I can help you there too.
So, Jazz and I will need a session about how we can punch into the bread to a degree. I think that would be a good stress relief.
Very therapeutic, David. And I taught bread making for about 5 years. I had a business.
Oh, wow.
And anything that you can do, for a long time I used to shy away from cooking with yeast. And, but yeast doesn't bite you. It just lives in the freezer and you get it out and spoon it in and use it as it should be used. So if anyone wants to know anything there, just get in touch with me. Because you've got energy at home, your burnt up energy, and the more that you don't get it out, especially if it comes in the form of frustration, the more that it's going to hamper and hinder what you're doing and your mindset and your mood of moving forward past your growth.
Just on the punching, David, just think about it like you're doing it with your partner. My wife punches me every day, so.
Well, she now has a new tip, because you can have that. You can actually put up that mead and then let her say, "Here you go, honey. Here's what you can punch from today onwards."
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
And I think it's important to develop that routine now, because given the fact that, you know, we are probably going to be in this for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a short-term thing. So it's important, as you mentioned, to look after your mental health, to look after your physical health, to channel your energy where it's appropriate so as not to basically harm the people around you intentionally or unintentionally to that degree. Some great tips there today, Jill, that's for sure.
Well, we are our thinking, and when it all comes down, we've got to focus on looking after us. And I don't mean in a selfish way. If we don't look after ourselves and be responsible for what we are doing, after anyone else. And, you know, this is why it's foremost to keep yourself in a good spot, mentally, physically and emotionally. And, having these sorts of conversations today challenges me too. And I love it. But, you know, I hope some of you will get in touch with me, because I can certainly help, or if I can help in any way, I'd love to.
And just from on the work from home side of things, you got to look at the positive side too. Now you can work in your undies and still do the meeting.
Absolutely. No, I'm looking very respectable today, so that's pretty good. I've got the lipstick on and I'm at home.
Jazz, I bet you Jazz is currently his undies, so let's not dig into that topic anymore.
Well, you know, it seems that, and you guys are aware of this, I've got clients and most of them are interstate or, you know, most of them are on the phone anyway, but I haven't got good reception. I have on Saturdays and Sundays at the moment, but I haven't got good reception during the week because of the demand and on everyone working from home. So I've had to drive up this morning just to a slight hill where I can speak to clients and park the car with the rubbish bin truck coming and the cars going past and niecing. We are all faced with challenges, but I'm not going to not speak to people because I can't. I've just got to find a way to do it like we are communicating today on Skype and your recording. So well done. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for that, Jill. I appreciate for you coming on the show. David, I'm not going to do the ending. You are.
Good. I was going to step in. Good man. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Jill. Look, there's some helpful tips today for our listeners and hope you all got some takeaway from it today. And Jill, we will put your email address up on our on this episode as well, so that if people are curious to know a bit more, then they can certainly get in touch with you on that basis. Okay.
Personal. So, thank you. I appreciate it. And blessings to everyone and look after you.
Totally. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, audiences, for joining us for another episode today. Quite a different one, I guess, when we've been always talking about investing and financials. But, you know, in extreme times, I think it's important to make sure that you look after yourself as your number one priority. So, you know, hope you're all staying safe. And again, if you find this episode helpful, please don't be afraid to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Podbean or whatever app that you're currently using. And let the word spread like a fire. Spark your fire. We'll see you guys again next time. Bye-bye.
If you have any questions or feedback about today's episode, you can reach out to us through sparkyourfirepodcast@gmail.com. That's sparkyourfirepodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Also, the content discussed in this episode is general in nature. Please seek specific advice from qualified professionals in regards to your personal situation.